some kid in my school decided to be dumb.
Boys and girls are enjoying themselves at a recent scout meeting, but no longer is scouting divided between boys or Girl Scouts. The lines have been blurred as girls are allowed to join the BSA, also known as Boy Scouts of America. Melissa Moore, the mother of a Boy Scout and a former assistant troop leader, is now the scoutmaster for Troop A24, a BSA girl troop in Sanborn, with 9 members.
Girl Scouts definitely has a great place for the girls. I think specifically a lot of the girls that are in our troop had brothers that were in scouting. So they wanted to do camping and they wanted to do some different things than some Girl Scouts don't do.
The girls begin and end their meetings with the boys troop, joining camping and jamboree trips, and have a chance to become an Eagle Scout. But it's not a co-ed program. There are strict rules from National to keep things separate, to work on projects and merit badges.
We line up by patrol. The girls have their own patrol. We're called the UFOs, as well as we're our own troop. The girls came up with that, so...
The Boy Scouts of America changed its rules to allow girls on February 1st. Girls Committee Chair Kendra Gaynor, who is also a Niagara Frontier Council Commissioner, said her local BSA troop in Sanborn was the first to welcome them.
I had the paperwork filled out in my hand. I was standing at the door at the council office as the minute we could turn it in.
Gaynor had a leading role in getting the girl troop started.
It was a joint effort, but it was my brainchild, because I just never say no to anything.
She said there are now 4 girl troops, including others in Clarence, Amherst, and Grand Island, all in the Niagara Frontier Council. Gaynor said she was a Girl Scout growing up and helped to start the DAISY program for young girls. But she said the BSA offers something different.
We do a lot more outdoor activities. We do a lot of leadership development, which Girl Scouting also does. But we do it in a different way.
The girls are energized by their new Sanborn troop, the UFOs, and wear a little space alien patch on their uniform.
United Female Oddballs.
It describes us in 3 words.
Yes. It sort of tells you, like, we're different, we're weird, but we're here to stay and we're proud about it.
Can't get rid of us.
13-year-old Evelyn Majeski and 12-year-old Kylie Jones are both students at Edwardtown Middle School in the Niagara-Wheatfield School District. They both have brothers in the Sanborn Troop. Kylie said she saw how much fun the boys were having as they earned their badges and moved up the ranks.
Seeing that smile on his face when he got the ranks, I was like, oh, I want that feeling.
And now...
Evelyn is the group's patrol leader and had already earned some family badges in geology and astronomy. She plans for her own badges now.
I would really like to do, like, home repairs and carpentry and basically woodwork and building.
13-year-old Camille May of Clarence Middle School is already in Girl Scouts, but she said she plans to stay in both Girl Scouts and her new Boy Scout troop. For 16-year-old Clarence High Schooler, Becca Seafried, joining the new troop was about self-discovery.
You get to do a lot of camping. You get to meet a lot of new people. You get to, like, do a lot of, you get to figure out who you want to be and, like, when you go to college, what your major, because there are so many merit badges.
Other girls who think their future might be in Boy Scouts can contact their local council about joining a troop or starting their own troop. For WBFO, I'm Nancy Fisher.